From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-Syrian government forces reportedly seized the rebel-held neighborhood of Farafra near the old city in the center of Aleppo. It's the last major city in which the opposition has a firm grip. Days of intense fighting followed the collapse of a Russian-U.S. brokered ceasefire. The U.S. and Russia held no talks Tuesday. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary of State John Kerry needs some measures offered by Moscow and Damascus that change the reality on the ground.
He has not closed the door on this diplomatic process. And as the Secretary of State, he'll never do that. He said it would be diplomatic malpractice to do so. And as long as he's Secretary of State, he is going to pursue a diplomatic process that ends the fighting and allows for a peaceful political transition in Syria.
Toner said Kerry wants to see credibility reestablished in the peace process. The fall of the rebel-held part of Aleppo would be viewed as a major victory for the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Ali Bongo Ondimba Tuesday was sworn in as Gabon's president for a second 7-year term after winning re-election by a slim margin in a contested vote.
Conformément à la tradition africaine en général, Bantu en particulier.
At a swearing-in ceremony Tuesday, Mr. Bongo called on all the nation's stakeholders to sit together to find solutions that will satisfy our compatriots. Mr. Bongo's razor-thin margin of victory August 27 came amid allegations of vote-rigging by the opposition, as well as a court challenge by opposition leader Jean Ping that was dismissed by the Constitutional Court last week. The European Union said it regretted the vote count had not been more transparent. At least 6 people killed in post-election violence. This is VOA News.